Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason Longshore, Madison Cruz here at Colony Square doing an AST from the studio tonight. Not our usual routine. We're trying to shake things up a little bit here as we're trying to shake things up for Atlanta United in the attack as well. We had the chance to watch training today. We want to get into a little bit of what we saw and kind of what can carry over from that to this weekend with Atlanta United hosting the New England Revolution, who have not been good this season. But you never know how these things go. The biggest thing, as we were talking about in the last segment, Atlanta's got to score more goals. They've got to have that ability to put games away early. I had a chance to watch on the backfield a little bit of the attacking movement, and we talked about it in our training ground dispatch on the SDH network. The interaction with Alexi Maranchuk, with Late Lat, with Saba, and with Miguel Almiron, and how it wasn't patterned movements per se, but they were trying to create the relationships between the four of them especially and get them interacting just a little bit more, I don't know, freely maybe is the best way to put it. You know, then you saw it carry over into the scrimmage action. You know, that front four, that's going to really define this team's success or not this season. We've seen glimpses, but we haven't seen the whole package with the four yet.
I think you're still trying to figure out what all four of them can do together. And it's about the combinations between Alexi Maranchuk in the midfield to Miguel Almiron, wherever you end up deciding where they're going to fit, as well with the Saba Lopchanidze too, where they're going to fit, if he's going to be on the right, if he's going to be on the left, and then Manuel Late Lat up top, which we know he can produce. He can create his own luck. He can come in there. He can build from crosses that are played into him. We know that he can create. It's a matter of just combining all of the elements, because we've seen a couple. Late Lat can create his own goals. We've seen Alexi deliver some balls in. We've seen Brooks Lennon deliver balls in into that header that we saw as Brooks Lennon and Late Lat connected as well. We've seen those combinations. It's just making them more consistent and also finding the right combos when needed.
Yeah, I think some of it is going to be the interplay, and that was something that was very specific about what they were working on today. And they were involving the fullbacks as well in this. But the ideas of, you know, Late Lat checking back to Maranchuk and then peeling away, either receiving the short pass and turning or peeling away to one side, the ball going wide, cross coming in, using the wingers to knock a ball down to Late Lat, things like that, that, you know, you're trying to accelerate that chemistry a little bit. You never know how long chemistry is going to take. You never really can define it. You can look at four players and say, if I put these four players together, they're going to fit. They complement one another really well. And this attacking four, they do. But they're four human beings. And the way they see the game might be different. You know, Almiron, I think, kind of recalibrating to Major League Soccer and recalibrating to his role in this team. That's been a tougher thing than I think most of us thought that it would be. Latte Lott has come in and hit the ground running. I want to see more service to him. I want to see the use his speed a little bit more, play the ball over the top. Saba, feed him more. You know, at times, we've talked about it in pregame and postgame, I feel like at times he's underutilized. And Moranchuk is the one that, you know, is maybe the most polarizing of the group. He's the 10. 10s are polarizing just by nature. He's the one who's got to see things before they exist. And, you know, you talked about it today. You had the chance to see a lot of Moranchuk in training. He looked like he was on it today.
He was delivering dimes like nobody's business. I think there was one, like, back heel that he did that I took a gasp because I was like, whew, I was not expecting that. And it was even interesting, too, is we saw after one sequence that they did is that Ronnie Dyla came over and chatted with him. And it was a conversation both of them were having, I guess, about the way the pass was going or where it was connecting. And if you want to see it, it's in Training Ground Dispatch on the SDH network. But I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah.
And that you want to see, though. Like, Ronnie Dyla's mentioned that he is the maestro. And that's what you want to see. You want to see him trying to create some things going and seeing where these pieces fit and how it's going to look. And that's what you want to see. You want to see them talking. You want to see them having those conversations because that's what's going to help on the field.
Yeah, I think if you're Ronnie Dyla in that situation, and he's been pretty clear in talking about this, he's not going to tell Moranchuk what passes to make and how to play. I think he wants to figure out where Alexi feels most comfortable, what kinds of runs around him feel most comfortable. I think he's almost trying to like get into the mind of Moranchuk a little bit. And that's what it felt like, because there was a lot of like pointing, and I think they're talking about, you know, where he might see the field open up, where they might want to see that first pass made early in a sequence, things like that. That takes time. Again, you know, you got guys who are getting to know one another. There was one other element to today before we move on to something else that's made the rounds today. It was interesting how the whole session started. And we've seen enough sessions now with Ronnie Dyla to know that none of them are the same, which is very cool. Like different activities, different ways of working. This was a kind of split squad day. But what was cool about it was how they got started at the very beginning when they came out from the building.
Yeah, Ronnie Dyla took the team and they just started jogging. They started jogging, all of them together, just around the field. Just like
they
chatting.
Tried to drag Carl Robinson into
they
it.
Did.
He wanted no
they
part
did.
Of the job.
No, he did not want to do that.
No.
But they all just started running together. Like, and it was just like a slow jog, nothing too crazy. But Ronnie joined them. He led the pack, actually. And he was leading them all the way around and then brought them back. And then that's when they started doing their real warm-up as they started to get ready for the session. I think that's important too, because I mean, this team is still getting to know each other, but Ronnie Dyla is still getting to know this team. And it takes a while to do that. Brand new coach coming in.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Learning all of these big personalities, now things roll, and it's really cool to see that. And it's, you know, changing things up, making things different, making it spontaneous, and that's the fun of it.
So you mentioned the Lobachiel from Alexei Moranchuk. You know, one of our questions was things that we love in the game, actions that we love in the game. I love a good Bacchiel, and Alexei is one of those guys. He's got multiple moves in matches that, yeah, you do gasp. You see him either see something or deliver a pass, or it's a first touch to bring a ball down, and it's just like, ooh. You know, what are the things in the game, like those actions in a game that you love to see or get you excited, or, you know, on a good day you can pull off yourself?
Oh, I don't know, on a good day I could pull off any of the moves.
You're a
that
defender,
they do.
So you're,
I
not,
am a
you're
defender,
not doing any of
but
fancy
I think
moves.
That's for me what I love about the game is I very much enjoy teams that are very defensive minded, which some people might not like that, but I love it because I love when a defender can come in and make a huge block, can come in and make a tackle, win the ball back, and then they create the play going forward. I love those moments with defenders because I feel like they don't get a lot of that credit. I feel like they get a lot of hate, especially when goals go in or when this doesn't happen. I feel like we need to give them more praise because some of the things they do, that's difficult. And a lot of the times they're the ones who build up the play and they don't get that recognition. And I think for me, I love that when you see a good defender come in, make a tackle, make a sliding challenge, make a save, and they go in and they're able to help their team in that way. That's what I love about it. I think it just gets me pumped up and fired up. And I just yell, I'm like, rah, and I get really excited about it.
I love that there was an audible reaction in the building on, I think it was the last tackle that Tristan Muyamba had late, around the top of the 18. Just such a great tackle from him. And I love that we're getting to a point with soccer in the city where it's not always just the goal. It's not always just a skill move on the dribble, but a tackle gets a reaction out of the crowd. I like seeing like some of the lesser moves that pop off and get that reaction. And outside of the foot pass is one of my favorite things in the game. Probably because I was extremely one-footed when I played and my left foot was basically a walking stick, but I had the outside of my right foot and I used it as much as I could to give me at least some kind of variety. And when you see like a well-struck ball with the outside of the foot, that's one of the coolest things in the game to me.
Yeah, I think you're saying that, and I even think, I'm not trying to jump too far ahead, but in the twos match that we saw, I mean, Luke Brennan shot a goal with the outside of his foot.
Also rebound, which is really tough.
Yeah, and that's brilliant. I think it's those small things about the game that is so, it's you wouldn't think about it. You wouldn't think, oh, that's such a big moment, or that's a moment that gets you excited. I also love, too, just the reaction sometimes you get from players after they make a big tackle, after they clear a ball and it goes out for a corner. They'll hit the side, and then they're like, let's go. Like, they scream.
Bartosz Ślisz is very demonstrative.
I think he did one last season, and I felt it. And I was like, ooh. I was like, and that got me fired up, ready to go. And I those are the elements I love about the game, because you see then, I think, the human element, too, of how excited they are, how pumped up the players are, how excited they are. When we saw Rob Valentino last season, we see Ronnie Dyla on the sideline now, how fired up they get.
He's demonstrative, yep.
And I love that. I love seeing that.
Have you seen a player in a match that you've watched stand on the ball? Not like put their foot on the ball, but stand on the ball, both feet on top of the ball.
I don't think I have. I feel like I see it with like young kids trying to balance on the ball.
Yeah,
that's
what it is.
That's about it. I know that I've tried it a couple times when I was younger too. But
did you break anything?
No, I did not. Thank goodness.
Yeah, good. I never could pull this move off. But this has become a move in South America that's become controversial because it's become a taunt kind of move. It's actually been outlawed in Brazil, of all places. Brazil, the home of all the skillful moves you can possibly imagine. If you've ever heard of Carlon, the seal dribble guy, he would literally pop the ball up to his forehead and be able to run with the ball on his forehead and run down the field. And it got to the point that people would leap and try to kick the ball off of his forehead, and that could create some problems. So you have moves in Brazil that defy logic. This one, the Brazilian Federation has now banned it. It results in an automatic yellow card, and it results in an indirect free kick for the opponent. Neymar has come out like, this is terrible. The game's boring now. Memphis Depay, who was the last person to do it in a state championship match in Brazil before the National League started a whole big brawl, and that's why they've banned it. They say it's a provocation. They say it creates too many incidents. How do you feel about a federation saying something that is not illegal by the laws of the game? It is a move you can do in the game that, nope, you can't do that. That's going to be an automatic yellow card.
For me, I don't like it, because I feel like then who goes to say that, you know, you can't go to the corner, like take the ball to the corner flag and shield a player out in the last couple seconds of the game.
You can't nutmeg anybody because they're going to get mad.
Yeah, like that's like that. I feel like you're then opening up the discussion to then say, oh, these other elements of the game you can't do anymore. And I don't like that. I don't like it because I understand, especially, you know, no one wants violence in the game. That's never something you want to see. But I feel like if you outlaw this small element, then you're opening the door to say, oh, you can't nutmeg anybody. Oh, you can't bring the ball to the corner flag and try to hold it out and stall time for the last 5 minutes.
Like, people get kicked when it happens.
You can't do that. Like, for me, that to me is a little much. I don't necessarily like it.
No, I think it's dumb. Like, yeah. I'm not going to have, if I'm coaching, I'm not going to want my players to do that. But if my team is dominating and they are expressing themselves in the game and they want to do that, look, this is something I always told kids when I coached. You know, late in the game, you've got to win. You probably want to move the ball a little bit quicker. You probably want to get the ball off your feet, because the other team might be frustrated. They might come flying in with a tackle. They might catch you. You don't want to bring that on yourself. You don't need to bring injury into it. So that would be my conversation about this to players on my team who wanted to do it. But I think it's way out of place for a federation to ban a move like that and say, you can't do it. It's going to be an automatic yellow card. The issue is the people's reaction. It's not the move, because you see it when somebody gets nutmegged or when they get dribbled in any way, pop it to one side and you run around the other side. Like, people come flying in and kick you. It's on that player. Punish that player. It's dumb. And I think it's shocking. And it probably says a lot about where Brazil is right now with the game, that it's Brazil who is against a flair move. It's just so crazy. MLS, look, if somebody wants to try it, Memphis Depay, you want to come to MLS, you can stand on the ball all you want. You're not going to get any yellow cards for it. Would be very interesting to see if, now that this has become a little bit of a talking point, if we see some guys trying to stand on the ball in Major League Soccer and what the reaction is to that.
In protest, they do it.
In protest. In support of Memphis Depay.
Yeah, I think you see from the reactions, just like, it's, I don't like it. Like, it's almost like, oh, you get clipped by a player as he's coming down, he stomps on your foot, but your reaction is what gets you the yellow. Like, that to me is like, listen, I understand you're down, and I understand, you know, taunting's never fun. No one likes to be taunted, especially when you're losing.
Don't give up the goals that put
you
down.
Don't give up. Exactly. Like, don't give yourself the option to be upset. Win the game. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I think you're opening up such a can of worms that's just going to, I feel like, trickle down in so many different ways.
U.S. soccer, don't get any ideas. If people want to stand on the ball, it's on them. And if they get kicked, then it's on them to get themselves up off the ground. All right, coming up next, it's the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make us smile about the game that we love so much. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.